USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
U.S. Senate Democrat Kirsten Gillibrand of New York has made it official. She posts a video this morning that says she is running for the White House in 2020.
Our anthem calls America the home of the brave. The lyrics first pose it as a question. Oh, say, does that star-spangled banner yet wave over the land of the free and the home of the brave? It asks, will brave win? Well, it hasn't always, and it isn't right now. Brave doesn't pit people against each other. Brave doesn't put money over lies. Brave doesn't spread hate. Cloud truth. Build a wall.
Meanwhile, former Vice President Joe Biden makes a slip of the tongue at a Saturday appearance, suggesting he'll be announcing soon.
I have the most progressive record of anybody running for the United States. If anybody who would run.
USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course. With the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. You build it right here in the USA, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter. The safest, most innovative Sprinter yet. Starting at just $33,790. Built for you. The all-new Sprinter. Built in the USA. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
NSFP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional. 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter available soon.
The Prime Minister of New Zealand admits that she was emailed a manifesto by the alleged shooter at two mosques just minutes before Friday's terrorist attacks. Jacinda Ardern saying during a Saturday news conference the email did not include any specifics that would have helped police stop the attacks. She said within minutes of it being read, security officials were notified. At least 50 people were killed in the shootings. Climate change, the subject of huge protests involving kids around the world on Friday. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
School children across the globe walked out of class and demanded lawmakers take a stand on the issue. Emma Kohler is in Alameda, California.
There's so many educated, brilliant people in the world, and they know about the crisis. We have largely discovered the science, but we aren't actually doing enough about it. We're just sitting here kind of waiting for someone else to fix the problem.
In Washington, protesters spoke in front of a large banner which read, "We don't want to die."
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell, the creator of MyPillow, is a sleep genius. He creates things to make your night sleep better. He created the new Giza Dreams bed sheets. He started by using the world's best cotton grown in the Mediterranean, and it's ultra soft, breathable, and extremely durable. Now, if you go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA when you click on the Giza Dreams sheet special, you get 30% off and free shipping. 30% off and free shipping when you go to MyPillow.com.
Flooding in the Midwest claiming the lives of at least three people so far. The Missouri River causing big problems in Iowa and Nebraska. In Nebraska, those three deaths took place. One person killed by failing to heed evacuation orders. Another died when he drove his vehicle onto a flooded road. And the third person died when he was swept away while trying to tow a trapped vehicle. The river's not expected to crest in Brownsville, Nebraska until Tuesday at over 47 feet, which will be higher than it's ever been. U.S. Customs and Border Protection officers saying they seized about 1 million pounds of pork being smuggled in from China. The agency says that pork was found in a warehouse in Elizabeth, New Jersey, after coming through the port at Newark. The pork is prohibited as China is currently dealing with an outbreak of African swine fever, a virus that's killed more than 1 million pigs in China. And if the virus got loose in the U.S., officials say it could cause as much as $10 billion in damage. The pork was smuggled in through various means, including packages of ramen and laundry detergent. It's all going to be incinerated now. And a Hillsborough, California woman who modeled her home and front yard after the Flintstones house is now being sued by the town. Town officials claim it's all a big public nuisance. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.